上我要继续来谈等候在耶路撒冷。
Tonight I would like to continue to ask our sermon about the waiting in the Jerusalem.
因为我们在安息日的下午洪传道帮我们介绍了这一段圣经。
In the Sabbath day, the previous Sabbath day, preacher Hong has talked about this topic.
我听了自己有点感想。
And I have some feeling about it.
想跟弟兄姐妹再来分享。
I would like to share it with all of you.
虽然这一段圣经是主耶稣告诉他的门徒的话。
Although this is the words that Jesus told to his disciples.
以后的事情对使徒时代的教会发展很重要。
And the following is very important to the establishment of the church.
那我们常常说到，今天耶稣教会是复兴使徒时代的教会。
And we always mention that now the church today is a duplication of the church.
那因为使徒时代的教会是靠圣灵来工作。
Because in the apostle time, the church is established by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天必须了解圣灵怎样来带领我们。
And we should know how the Holy Spirit guide the church now.
我们先看《使徒行传》第一章第四节。
Let's turn to S, chapter 1, verse 4.
一章四节
Chapter 1, verse 4, S. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them his command, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about. Verse 5. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Verse 8.
But you will receive power when...The Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and in all Judah and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
主耶稣要离开门徒之前
Before Jesus leave his disciples,
要这些门徒在耶路撒冷
He told them to stay in Jerusalem.
所以不要离开耶路撒冷
Don't leave Jerusalem.
要等候父所应许的圣灵
But wait for the gift, that's the Holy Spirit.
所以第五节谈到你们要受圣灵的洗。
In verse 5, it mentioned about they have to receive the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣要门徒所等候的就是圣灵。
What they are waiting for is Holy Spirit.
因为那时候圣灵还没有赐下来。
Because at that time, they haven't received it yet.
在第八节耶稣告诉他们。
In verse 8, Jesus told them that.
圣灵对他们的重要性。
The importance of the Holy Spirit to them.
在他们传教的这个工作上。
In their preaching work.
有很大的影响。
That's a great effect on it.
因为圣灵降在你们身上，你们必得到能力。
Because when Holy Spirit God appoints them, they will get great powers.
然后有办法去传福音。
And they can preach the gospel.
由近而远。
From near to far.
从耶路撒冷犹太全地到撒玛利亚到地极。
From Jerusalem to the Samaria to the all over the world.
所以这个传福音的对象到最后是普遍全世界。
So, what we're going to preach is from far and near to far. At the end is the all the people in the world.
那这个事情在使徒的时代。
In the apostle time,
应该说完成了一部分。
It has been done a part.
后来他们得到圣灵。
And after they have received the Holy Spirit,
福音传遍耶路撒冷。
And the gospel was preached
传遍犹太全地。
And all about around Judah.
传到撒玛利亚。
Samaria.
甚至到世界的一部分呢。
And part of the earth.
但是整个对我们今天来讲，这个世界的传道。在以前的时代没有完成。
But to us, as it has not been complete yet.
所以到我们今天，我们今天还喊一个口号，要把真教会的福音传遍全世界。
That's a slogan that we should preach the gospel all over the world.
所以我们今天还是需要看这一段圣经。
So we should consider about this words again.
我们。看到耶稣所说的等候，我们常常会有一种错觉。
We may misunderstand the word wait.
好像很安静，不积极，坐在房子里面等候事情。
It seems like we are just sitting inside the house, not doing anything.
其实这是不对的。
It's not true.
耶稣的门徒太了解主耶稣的话。
The apostles know Jesus.
耶稣从死里复活以后
，After Jesus' resurrection，
他有40天跟门徒在一起。
Jesus abided with them for 40 days.
然后升天了。
And ascends.
那这一段事情是主耶稣要升天之前告诉他们的话。
These words are Jesus told them before his ascension.
这些门徒并没有在那里浪费时间。
They haven't waste any time.
我今天晚上要把我们重点放在等候这件事情上。
And today's our main point is the word wait.
以及当你有信心去等候、去追求的时候，你会得到什么样的恩典
？If we have the faith to wait, what kind of blessing we will get finally?
我们看14节。
Let's turn to verse 14.
14节。
They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
这里谈到这些人呐、在那里同心合意的恒切祷告。
It mentioned here they all joined together constantly in prayers.
这些人怎么样来等候
？How they wait?
恒切祷告。
They joined together.
很热切，很有恒心，继续不断的祷告。
They constantly to pray and urgently.
这就是他们等候的态度。
That's how they wait.
所以这样看起来，他们很警醒啊。
They alert all the time.
很热切。
They earnestly.
而且
pray earnestly.
不断的祷告。
They pray constantly.
所以这种事情，在得到圣灵之前，他们是继续不断。
Before they receive the Holy Spirit, they do all these things.
有一种 continue 不断追求的那种意志，那种工作。
They are enthusiastic and earnest.
常常警醒这样。而且
stay alert all the time，
不只是一个两个，
not only one or two，
就是这些信徒，
but all of them，
大家同心合意，
they join together with a single heart，
这就是真正教会的一个最初的一个雏形啊。
That's the main
原始的状态
啊， main the original state of the church，
因为当时啊。还没有成立教会。
Because the church has not been established yet.
真正教会的成立
，the true church
是当他们得到圣灵以后。
Is after when the Holy Spirit
就是第二章以后。
Is after the chapter two.
那在第一章这里呀、他们只是耶稣的门徒而已。
In chapter one, they are only the disciples of Jesus.
只是一群相信主耶稣的人。
Just a group of people that believe in Jesus.
在组织方面啊，各方面都没有一个水准啊。
There's not any systematic way of doing anything.
他们心里只有主耶稣的道理。
They have the words of God.
他们相信主耶稣的话。
They believe in Jesus.
他们一起过着属灵的生活。
They live in spiritually.
所以如果以一个教会的一个标准来看，他们还离真正教会的程度好像还很远。
They haven't reached the standard of a church yet.
可是他们这里很真实。
But they are true.
大家很同心合意。
They joined with a single heart.
而且这样恒切祷告。
And they pray constantly.
到了第十五节看一下。
In verse 15. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120. Yes.
这里谈。当时啊，大概有120个人左右。
It mentioned here there are about 120 people there.
人数是一个大约的人数。
It's a rough number only.
他们就一直祷告。
They pray constantly.
这就是他们的等候。
That's how they wait.
所以我们今天说，我们等候主耶稣。
So when we said we wait for Jesus now,
我们也应该有这种等候的态度。
We should be in the same kind of attitude.
大家常常同心合意、警醒的祷告。
We stay alert and pray together constantly.
到了第二章。
From chapter two.
第二章有一个日子出现。
There's a date appear here.
就是五旬节。
That's the Pentecost.
我们看一节、二节。
Let's consider look one to verse one and two. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Verse two. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Verse four.
Verse four. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
这里谈到五旬节的时候，他们得到圣灵。
It mentions that they have received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
这样从他们开始认真祷告到得到圣灵，差不多十天。
That's roughly 10 days from they start to pray for the Holy Spirit.
神安排在这一天得到圣灵很好。
God arranged in Pentecost they received the Holy Spirit. It's good.
因为五旬节是犹太人一个很重要的一个节期。
Because Pentecost is an important festival in Judah.
很多犹太人的侨民会从各国回来。
There will be a lot of Jews gathered in Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷，然后在那一天他们听到圣灵的事情。
And they would hear about the happening of the
Holy Spirit. 所以以后可以把这个消息带回去各地。
And they will brought this news to all over the world.
这是神所安排一个很好的时间。
God arranged it very good.
那我们看到这些信徒，他们祷告这样差不多十天，圣灵就赐下来。
And they pray for roughly 10 days, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
我要开始介绍他们得到圣灵以后的各种状态。
I would like to describe, what happened after they received the Holy Spirit.
各种表现。
Their acts.
我要讲的这种表现是圣灵给他们的一种能力的。
This is the power that Holy Spirit gives them.
我不在这里再详细介绍讲方言，讲那种灵言的问题。
I will not mention about the tongue, the problem about.
我们从第二章以后，我们按照这个圣经的记录看圣灵给他们什么样的能力。
And from chapter 2, we consider what kind of blessings or gifts that Holy Spirit gave them.
这些人开始被圣灵充满。
They are filled with Holy Spirit.
他们祷告声音很大。
And they speak in tongues loud.
然后那些听到的人都跑过来看。
And those listeners gather around.
他们觉得很稀奇呀。
They were surprised.
所以那个时候彼得他就站起来说话。
And Peter stood up.
你看二章十四节
verse 14 chapter 2 verse 14 then Peter stood up with the 11 raised his voice and addressed the crowd fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem let me explain this to you listen carefully to what I say
在这里讲到彼得还有十一个使徒他就站起来对他的犹太人的同胞讲一段道理
Peter stood upAnd with the 11 disciples and said to the cloud.
我们开始想一个问题。
Let's consider a question.
以前彼得很胆小。
Peter's,
他以前主耶稣要被抓的时候吧。
When Jesus was caught.
他不敢承认主耶稣。
He afraid to,
他不承认他是耶稣的门徒。
He do not admit that he is the
disciple
of Jesus.
他有三次否认主耶稣。
And he failed to do this for three times.
所以以前他不勇敢
He's not brave enough.
但是到现在
But now,
我们看到他对众人开始讲一段道理。
He stood up and said to the crowd.
我们就看到一个人的改变。
We can see a great change in a one.
在这里，他所面对的人不是少数几个人。
Now he's faced a large crowd of people.
起码几千人以上。
At least several thousand.
因为那一天有三千人受洗。
Because there are 3,000 of people.
所以绝对要超过三千人以上。
There must be at least more than 3,000 people.
以前彼得不敢承认他是跟随主耶稣。
Peter failed admit.He is the disciple of Jesus.
他只是在一个女孩子面前，他就不敢承认了。
He can't do that, before a little girl.
可是他现在得到圣灵以后
，But after he received the Holy Spirit,
他敢在几千人面前公开为主耶稣做见证。
He testified Jesus before a large crowd of people.
所以这个改变很大。
That's a great change.
而且他这种勇敢带着能力
This kind of great, are going with power.
他讲这一段以后，大家心里都受到感动。
After he said about this, a large armful of people was
can
touched.
第二章37节.
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 37. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and all the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do?
在这里众人听见这个话, 觉得扎心啊。
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart.
讲一段话, 要人心里感动啊, 扎心, 很困难。
To touch the people by saying words is very difficult.
要讲一段笑话给大家笑, 很简单。
To make jokes is easy.
但是要讲的让人家哭出来啊, 很困难。
To let other people cry is difficult.
那彼得这段话叫大家心里扎心, 很难过。
Peter's words makes the people to cut to the heart is very difficult.
而且他们开始产生一种反应出来。
And they have reaction.
所以他们问, 我们应该怎么做?
They ask, what shall we do?
他们开始要悔改了。
They want to repent.
这就是圣灵的能力。
This is the power of Holy Spirit.
所以我们虽然看彼得这一段话的内容好像很简单,
although the content about these words are very simple,
其实它带着大的能力,
but it's growing power.
所以我们在第二章里面,
so in chapter 1,
看到彼得得到圣灵以后的改变,
we can see the change of Peter when before and after he received the
勇敢地敢为主耶稣做见证,
he had a witness, he became the witness of God,
而且
bravely,
带着能力,
and bring the power of him.
所以那天有3000人受感动, 接受洗礼,
so there are 3,000 people baptized on that day.
这是得到圣灵后所发生的第一个事情。
That's the first thing that when Holy Spirit came.
我们看, 当时他们只有大概120个人啊,
there are roughly only 120 people there.
10天前他们大概只有120个人。
10 days before, there are only 120.
一下子增加3000人。
Now, there are 3,000 more today.
所以我这一次跟洪传道来我们这里啊, 我们有个感觉。
So, me and Preacher Hong has a feeling.
我们弟兄姐妹不要担心我们人数太少。
We should not worry that we are only a few.
人如果很多, 大家都不同心合意的话,
if there are a lot, but we are not united,
这样教会要发展很困难。
It's very difficult to grow.
如果人很少, 大家很同心,
but if there are only a few, but we are on the same,
然后会看重圣灵的带领,
we would depends on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
会让圣灵来引导我们,
let the Holy Spirit go before us.
那这样很多工作能够完成,
so we can complete many kind of jobs.
眼前看各方面, 很缺欠, 很缺乏,
now there seems there are lots of
lack. 但是如果我们能够像他们一样, 不断地等候, 就是警醒祷告,
but if we can wait as them, we can conquer them.
那一段时间以后啊, 主耶稣必定会带领我们,
and Jesus will lead us after a time.
在台湾, 我跟洪传道, 我们本来我们的故乡, 我们都属于淡水, 淡水教会,
we belongs to, me and Preacher Hong belongs to 淡水 Church in Taiwan.
他这一间教会的历史啊,
the history of this church,
大概18、9年, 18年左右,
it's roughly 18 years.
在他还没有成立教会之前,
before,
就跟我们差不多,
before it's established, it's roughly the same.
因为他离开他所属的教会很远,
because it's far away from another church.
常常没有传道人来这里讲道,
there are only a few preachers.
那里的信徒的情况啊, 比我们这里更惨,
and the environment is even worse.
我们这里还有很多全家信主,
there are a lot of families here.
那我们那里很多没有全家信主,
but it's not the same there.
很多都是 妈妈带小孩子来信主,
sometimes a mother brought his children there.
所以他的整个信徒的情况啊, 不是很理想,
so the it's not
啊，看起来条件不大好，要花
的。The condition is not very good.
哎，对，啊，所以啊，大家能够做的就是不断的一起祷告。
But so what they can do is just constantly praying.
没有人会讲到没有关系。
It's not important that we can.
弟兄姐妹，
we cannot preach.
啊，大家带领唱诗，一起唱诗，一起祷告。
We sing together and pray together.
祷告很长一段时间。
Pray for a long, long time.
我还记得第一次啊，他就是要成立教会第一次的布道会。
I remember that's the first.
我们之前呢，祷告很久。
I would pray for a long time for that.
我们自己能过来的信徒也差不多像你们这样啊。五六十个而已。
There's only roughly 50 to 60 people there.
第一次的布道，我们祷告好久。
We pray for a long time.
晚上来参加慕道的朋友啊，人数很多。
The members that attend the meeting is there's a lot at the night.
大概七八十个。
Roughly 70 to 80.
这些人不是我们的亲戚朋友，我们不是把他带来的。
They are not relatives of us.
那些人自己跑进来的。
They came alone.
我们都不认识。
We do not know them.
主耶稣把他带进来。
Jesus brought them there.
慕道朋友超过我们的一倍以上。
It's even more than the members of our church.
所以我们就能够体会到说，祷告，同心祷告，神的带领。
So we have experienced that, prayed, unitedly.
所以
very important.
传道书里面讲过一句话。
So in Proverbs.
日光之下没有新的事情。
Under the sun.
没有新的事情。
There's not anything new.
以前有的事情今天还会有。
What happened before will happen again today.
我们也可以这样讲。
We can say.
使徒时代有的事情我们今天还是会有。
What happened in apostle time will happen again now.
这是我们在谈第二章的时候所看到的。
That's what from chapter
2. 我要讲第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
第三章它本身发生一个神迹。
That's a miracle happened in chapter 3.
就是一个瘸腿的人被彼得他医治好了。
There's a man...Crippled from birth was cured by Jesus.
这整个第三章就讲这个故事。
And mentioned all about this matter.
那
chapter three.
它的影响到第四章。
And affects chapter four.
我先讲第三章。
I consider chapter three first.
这是他们得到圣灵以后的第一个神迹出现。
It's the first miracle after they have received the Holy Spirit.
这就是能力啊。
It's power.
行神迹的能力。
The power to perform miracle.
故事是以彼得他们要到圣殿去祷告。
The story happens, starts from Peter and John. They're going to the temple for prayer.
以这个做开始。
It's the start of the.
他们要到圣殿去祷告啊。
They are going to the church.
结果在门口有一个瘸腿的人。
There's a man crippled from birth.
他行动不方便呐。
He can't walk.
所以他每天被别人抬来这个地方。
So every day.He was brought to the before the temple.
他在那里做乞丐讨钱的人。
He begged for life.
后来彼得把他医好。
And Peter cured him.
整个事情轰动起来。
And
就传开了啊。
And this happens, and all the people know that.
我要你们学习把这个第一章、第二章、第三章这个故事接起来看。
I want you to link chapter 1 and chapter 2 and chapter
3. 我们可以发现一个圣灵带领的一个路线的发展。
We can discover that the way that Holy Spirit guide them.
第一章他们在那里等候祷告。
In chapter 1 they wait and pray.
第二章得到圣灵了。
In chapter 2 they receive the Holy Spirit.
然后彼得开始有胆量。
And Peter became brave.
其他十一个使徒也是有胆量的。
Same to the 11 apostles.
他们很同心。
They are united.
所以彼得出来讲话的时候，那十一个使徒他们一起站起来。
So when Peter said, talked, all the 11 apostles that stood up
为主耶稣做见证。
And testify for the Lord.
那代表他们很同心。
That represents that they are all the same mind.
然后得到圣灵以后，第三章开始能力出来。
After receive the Holy Spirit, in chapter 3, the power shows out.
这个人是出生就是行动不方便的人。
This man was crippled from birth.
现在被使徒一下子医好。
And he was cured by it.
奉主耶稣的名叫他起来走，他就起来了。
And he stood straight after Peter's words.
真教会的一个最大的一个特色。
What our church?
他一定有神迹奇事随着。
There must be miracles follows us.
因为他有圣灵的能力。
Because it has the power of Holy Spirit.
所以这种事情应该在真耶稣教会出现。
So it must happen in True Jesus Church.
为什么有时候我们会觉得这种力量不够？
We also feel that it's not enough this power.
我们没有被圣灵充满。
Because we are not filled.
有时候我们不同心。
Sometimes we are not united.
所以当我们进入同心祷告、圣灵充满的时候。
So if we are united and prayed together,
这种事情太简单。
This is easy.
你不要到处去找。
We don't need to find it elsewhere.
彼得跟约翰在哪里碰到这个病人？在什么地方碰到这个病人
？Peter and John, where Peter and John met this man?
他们是要到圣殿来祷告碰到的。
They are going to temple to pray and met him.
不用到处去找了。
You don't need to find.
神会给他们太多的机会。
God will give a lot of chance to them.
其实今天这种机会我们也是太多了。
In fact, there are a lot of chances happen here.
问题是我们的能力不够。
In fact, our power is not enough.
不是圣灵没有能力。
It's not Holy
Spirit. 是我们没有能力。
It's us, we have not.
我们没有被圣灵充满。
We are not filled with Holy Spirit.
我们没有完全顺服圣灵。
We do not follow the Holy Spirit completely.
所以这种能力做不出来。
So we cannot perform any.
如果说我们啊，弟兄姐妹都能够很同心。
If we are of same mind.
我们今天不要只看说，哎，这是彼得一个人，他在那里哦，彼得他很有能力。
It's not Peter have the power.
不要看到彼得这一个人。
We should not consider
Peter. 彼得他只不过是这个教会当时一个代表而已。
He's a representative of the church.
代表整个教会有这种程度了。
Represents that the church has that.
所以从第一章我们不断的表明他们一个条件。
So in chapter 1, that's
同心合意的祷告。
So that they prayed together.
第二章彼得起来见证，十一个使徒陪他站起来，都很同心的。
In chapter 2, Peter stood up and the other apostles
go with him. 第二章的结束啊
，In the end of chapter 2,
他们同心合意的在殿里祷告啊，天天在那里聚会。
They prayed every day, meet together in the temple courts.
所以都强调一个主题。
It's of the same.
这么多人，大家都同样的心思意念。
They have the same mind.
所以不是说只有彼得最好最有能力，不是。
It's not Peter have the power only.
其他人也很有能力啊。
The other apostles have the power.
到第七章，司提反也很有能力啊。
In chapter 7, Stephen has the power.
到第八章，腓力也很有能力啊。
In chapter 8,
每一个人都很有能力。
Every one of them.
因为大家都是在主里一家人。
It's because they are of the same family of church.
这是神祝福他们一个最大的条件。
This is the best place gives for the church.
对一个教会来讲
，for church,
神希望我们很同心。
God wants us to be united.
这样神会带领我们。
God will guide us then.
台北教会在差不多几个月前
，in Taipei a few months ago,
有一件神迹。
That's a miracle.
有一个八岁的小妹妹。
That's a little girl of 8 years old.
他有一天啊，坐这种椅子跌倒
，and she falls down on the chair。
那他的大腿啊碰到，他这个事情是在他家里发生的。
It happened in her home。
他的腿碰到他父亲一个很重的一个那种磅秤哈，一个东西啊。
Her leg was crushed。
所以那个
with
大腿骨断掉。
Her leg was broken。
他父亲本身是一个中医。
Her father is a Chinese doctor.
他自己开开中药店呐、
啊。He himself has opened a shop for Chinese
medicine. 但他父亲没有办法自己把他医好他的腿啊。
But he cannot cure her own daughter.
他带去找一个一样是中医师的朋友。
He brought her to another Chinese doctor.
啊，结果那个医生啊，他要帮他接骨啊。
That doctor wants to cure her leg by connecting the bone.
没有接好。
But he failed.
他怕那个骨头会跑出来。
He afraid that the bone will crush out to the leg.
他连续接三次啊，都跑出来。
He tried this for three times.
因为他的大腿骨断掉，他把它接三次都跑出来。
But he failed because her leg was the bone was broken.
所以那个医生着急啊，第四次喊。
But the story in chapter 5 is quite sorry.
啊，就是在教会里面啊。有些信徒表现不大好。
There are some members in the church doing bad.
常常有人会告诉我们，你们教会是真的，可是你们有些人啊，好像很虚假，怎么会这样啊
？Some people said that you claim that your church is true, but there are some members in your church doing bad things.
我们今天在真教会里面啊
，We today in our church.
如果我们的心不被圣灵改变。
If we are not changed by the Holy Spirit,
不遵守圣经的教训
we do not follow the words of the Bible.
有时候我们的信仰还是会失败
Our religious will fail.
有时候我们表现还是不好
Or what we act is not.
所以在这里谈到一对夫妻啊，亚拿尼亚
There's a couple there.
有一对夫妇叫亚拿尼亚夫妇
亚拿尼亚 the couple of
当时的教会啊，信徒啊，很热心。
They are enthusiastic at apostle time.
他们常常拿出金钱来奉献。
They always brought their own property.
啊，甚至啊，有人把他的田地呀、啊、卖掉。
Even they sold their own land for money.
然后这些金钱拿来奉献。
And this money are used for give them to the church.
但是这种事情要出于甘心乐意。
But it should be by our heart.
不能勉强。
We cannot force to
也不能用啊，传道人指定啊，不能这样。
The preacher cannot command to do so.
奉献是出于甘心乐意献给神啊。
Offering is from our heart.
所以这种事情，你如果你觉得哎，你受感动，我应该奉献，你就奉献，很好啊。
So if we touched and offered, it's good.
如果你觉得啊，你做不到，你现在有困难，没有关系，主耶稣也知道啊。
But if you feel difficult, Jesus will know your problem.
但是在这里，这个亚拿尼亚夫妇啊
，But the couple of Ananias here，
他们大概有一个不好的动机啊
They maybe have a bad intention.
他们看到别人变卖田地拿来奉献
，They find everyone of the other apostles sell their land and offer to God.
也这样去做了。
They do it as them.As they do.
如果只是说也是很单纯的要奉献，很好。
If they are simple and offered, it's good.
但是他们的内心啊，这个动机不对啦。
But what they intend is not good.
哦，他们大概是希望得到人家的称赞啊。
I think they want to be praised by the other people.
好，所以他们把钱拿来的时候
，So they brought the money.
彼得，好、哦，被圣灵充满。
Peter was filled with Holy Spirit.
问这个丈夫
and asked the husband.
你告诉我
you tell me.
这个钱是你变卖田地所有的钱吗
It is the all money that you received for the land.
他说是的
He said yes.
其实他是留一部分拿一部分奉献
In fact, he stayed a part of it inside.
如果说他自己有需要一部分留下来然后拿一部分奉献也没有错
In fact, if he stay apart, is not wrong.
他错在哪里
？What he was wrong?
他欺骗彼得。
He cheated Peter.
他拿的钱，他说这是我变卖田地的全部。
He said this all received for the land.
彼得被圣灵充满。
And Peter was filled with Holy
Spirit. 就告诉他。
And tell him.
你为什么要这样讲
？Why did you cheat me?
啊，我们看第三节还有第四节。
Let's come to verse 3 and verse 4.
五章三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Peter said, Ananias, How is that Satan has so filled your hearts that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to man, but to God.
Verse 5.
When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died, and great fear seized all who heard what had happened.
所以在这里, Peter 就告诉他了,
and Peter said to him,
为什么撒旦充满你的心呢?
Why Satan filled your heart?
田地还没有卖,
before it was sold, it belongs to you, the land.
但是你卖了钱以后,
but after it was sold, you can decide what to do about the money.
你拿一部分呢?
You can take a part.
为什么要说你奉献你全部呢?
What you said, you have offered all you have.
那就是欺骗。
It's cheating.
所以彼得说你是欺骗神啊。
So Peter said to him, you are lying to God.
你不是欺骗我。
You are not lying to man.
这个钱是要献给神的。
It belongs to God.
所以你是在欺骗神。
So you lie to God.
但是你人没有办法欺骗神啊。
But man cannot lie to God.
所以彼得说，为什么撒旦充满你的心？
So Peter said, why Satan filled your heart?
这一对夫妻啊，心里给魔鬼留地步啦。This
couple has left a chance for the Satan.
所以撒旦充满他们的心啊。So
Satan filled their heart.
这个丈夫当场死掉。So the
husband died at the scene.
过3个小时。
After 3 hours.
他太太又到。 彼得前面,
her wife came.
彼得又问他,
and Peter asked again.
她不晓得先生已经死掉,
she didn't know that her husband has died.
彼得问他,
and Peter asked her.
你告诉我,
tell me.
你们拿来的钱是不是你们奉献的啊变卖的全部?
Is this the money that you received all received from the land?
这个太太又说是的,
and her wife said again, yes.
又当场死掉,
and died seen again.
一对夫妻两个通通抬出去埋葬。
A couple died and buried at the same time.
本来奉献是很好的事情,
originally, offering is a good
thing. 但是他们因为奉献的事情死掉,
but they died for this matter.
动机不纯正,
intention is not pure.
为什么他们的动机会不纯正?
Why their intention is not pure?
就是希望得到人家称赞,
because they want to be praised by the others.
希望得到好名声,
they want to be famous.
好, 所以奉献的事情很神圣,
offering is a holy work.
但是不可以把这个来当做得到人家称赞的一个方法。
But we cannot want to be praised by people by doing offerings.
我们如果以教会的发展来看,
so in the establishment, the progress of church,
这一对夫妻在圣灵亲自的击打之下死掉。
So this couple was killed by directly by Holy Spirit.
其实彼得他根本不能知道,
original Peter cannot know about
it. 但是圣灵充满彼得,
but the Holy Spirit filled with Jesus, Peter,
能够了解,
so he knows about it.
所以这个事情是圣灵亲自在治理这个教会的事情。
So this is done by the Holy Spirit.
所以如果说对外传福音,
so when we preach outside,
我们本身力量不够,
we have not enough power.
圣灵给我们力量,
and Holy Spirit give us,
要行神迹, 力量不够,
we perform miracle, we have not enough power, and Holy Spirit will give it.
但是我们自己教会内部呢,
for internal matters,
如果有人不守道理,
if someone failed to follow the word,
即使人都不知道,
the others will not know,
神知道,
but God knows.
圣灵会亲自来带领我们教会,
the Holy Spirit will guide.
所以这个事情, 这一对夫妻死掉,
and this couple died.
结果是大家更敬畏神,
the result is the others will be more alert.
大家更警醒更小心啊,
they are more alert and careful.
所以对外对内圣灵都帮助我们,
for eternal and external internal matters.
我们昨天啊，昨天我们洪传道帮我们介绍那个圣餐的教义啊。
Yesterday, Preacher Ho talked about the Holy Communion.
我记得以前有一个见证,
I know that's a testimony.
我们说圣餐它有它的奥秘性,
there are secrets in Holy Communion.
领受圣餐不要很随便,
so we should not take it carelessly.
应该领受之前啊, 要好好的反省自己,
we should review and examine ourselves before.
有一次啊, 有一间教会他办圣餐,
There's a church and they hold a communion.
有一对夫妻啊。
There's a couple.
啊，本来不知道的。
Originally, they do not.
有一个姐妹，她领圣餐。
There's a sister.
吃了。
She takes holy, holy communion.
吃了那个圣餐饼。
She takes the bread.
啊，经过注谢，哈。
After the
传道人注谢拨饼了。
After the blessing and
啊，发给大家领受。
And distribute.
一个姐妹，她拿起来吃了。
A sister take it and eat it.
我们都知道那个圣餐饼哈。是用面粉做的。
All we know that the bread is made by flour.
经过注谢以后
，After the blessing，
它物质上还是那个面粉的无效饼啊。
Physically, it's still the bread.
好，所以我们平常我们吃的还可以吃一吃，还可以把它咬碎吞下去。
And we can still chew it.
但是有一次，那个姐妹她拿那个饼吃了，就是咬不脆。
But that sister, when she take it, she cannot chew it.
咬好久，没有办法咬脆。
She chew it for a long time and cannot break it.
然后她想吞下去，吞不下去。
When she want to swallow it, she failed.
因为很大一块圣餐饼。
Because it's a large piece.
吞不下去。
She can't.
她不敢吐出来。
She dare not to take it out.
所以她就紧张的哭出来。
So she cried.
后来传道注意到。就去问他。
So the preacher asked her.
他那个物质的饼变成一块肉，
because,
变成真的主耶稣的肉。
Because physically the bread became a flesh.
这是很特别的一个特别的神迹啦。
It's really a miracle.
道理不应该变成肉啦。因为它是物质的饼啊。
It's in fact a piece of bread.
我们教会的这个圣餐的教是灵化，圣灵运行在灵里头，成为主耶稣的肉啊。
In our church, we believe that it's spiritually turned into flesh of.
不应该变成物质上的耶稣的肉。
But not physically turned into the flesh.
可是他吃的时候变成真的变成物质的肉。
But in fact, what happened is it physically turned into flesh.
所以咬不烂。
So she cannot chew.
她不敢吐出来。
She dare not to take it.
因为圣餐她不敢吐出来。
Because it's holy communion.
可是吞不下去。
But she can't swallow it.
着急的哭出来。
And she worried and cried.
后来传道把她叫去旁边问。
So preacher asked her.
你一定发生事情。
There's something happened.
到底是什么事情？
Tell me.
你刚刚领圣餐有没有自己反省？
Have you examined yourself before taking the holy communion?
传道慢慢问。把它问出来。
And the preacher asked her slowly and revealed.
我们在台湾的教会啊。
In Taiwan church.
譬如说今天要领圣餐，我们在昨天都宣布。
For example, today we will hold the communion.
大家要准备心。
We should prepare for ourselves.
明天要领受圣餐。
We will take the holy communion.
大家好好的省察自己。
We should examine ourselves carefully.
这个姐妹啊。她虽然知道她来领圣餐之前还在家里跟丈夫吵架，吵得一塌糊涂。
Although she knows this, but she argued with her husband inside their home.
看起来是他们的家庭的事情啊。
It's their family matters.
没有准备身心。
They do not prepare for themselves.
太然后吵完架来教会领圣餐。
And after they quarrel, they come to take the holy
communion. 一拿就领，根本不悔改。
And take the holy tablet without thinking.
所以发生这种事情。
And this, so this happened.
他不是犯了致死的罪。
They do not commit mortal sin.
但是在圣餐之前，他发生这种事情。
But before the holy communion, they call.
这个见证要告诉我们说，他根本没有省察自己啊。
This testimony tells us that.
那主耶稣希望我们好好的准备身心。
Jesus tell us to prepare for ourselves.
不能当作随便的食物，哎，随便拿来就吃啊。
Because take it as usual, as usual food.
所以，像这种圣灵的事情啊，带领很奇妙。
So, what is really strange for related to Holy Spirit?
有时候啊，人自己做什么事情，别人都不知道。
Sometimes what we do.The others will not know.
但是圣灵在带领我们治理教的时候啊，
But when Holy Spirit guides our church,
他会把这种事情，即使人没办法处理，神会亲自来处理。
And these secrets will be revealed and Jesus will.
这就是圣灵充满的教会。
This is a church that filled with Holy Spirit.
啊，我想我晚上只大概讲到第五章。
And tonight I would like to.
我把每一章它有一个特别的重点，把它贯穿起来。
I'd link the important points in each chapters together.
所以今天在我们教会。
So today in our church.
我们还是强调圣灵。
We concentrate about Holy Spirit.
我们希望被圣灵充满。
We want to be filled with Holy Spirit.
我们希望弟兄姊妹常常同心合意祷告。
We want us to be united and pray together.
那至于说以后教会的发展。
And so the development of our church.
我们大家很关心它。
And we concentrate about it.
但是要多祷告。
But we should pray.
圣灵带领我们，我们大家同心合意多祷告。
And Holy Spirit guide us and pray together.
到了适当的时机。
After a suitable time.
就像五旬节一样。
Like Pentecost.
神会一天之内把很多信徒赐给我们。
God will give us a lot of members.
那都是我们想不到的。
We cannot imagine about it.
也求主给我们更大的力量。
And hope for Jesus will give us more power.
有勇气。
And brave.
有勇敢的心为主耶稣做见证。
And witness for Jesus.
然后在教会里内部，我们弟兄和姐妹能够同心合意的兴旺教会。
And internally, we should all the brothers and sisters and should be united and.
耶稣要升天的时候啊
，Before the ascension of Jesus，
那些门徒都看到
，All the brothers know about that。
他们看呆了，看呆了。
They were shocked。
在那个时候，有天使出现。
There are angels。
我们看一节圣，
Let's turn to a verse。
使徒行传一章的十节还有十一节。
As chapter 1, verse 10 and 11。They were looking intensely up to the sky as he saw going. He was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. 11. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
对，耶稣升天的时候啊，
when Jesus,
那些门徒都看到了，
rising into the sky,
他们很惊讶。
They were surprised.
耶稣升天呐、啊、
！Jesus rise.
可是，在那个时候啊，有两个穿白衣的。
There were two men dressed in white.
他们应该是天使啦。
They should be the angels.
就告诉这些门徒、啊。
I tell the apostles.
为什么站着望天呢
？Why do you stand and looking into the sky?
啊、哦，你们看呐、啊、
！You see.
耶稣他被接升天呐、啊。
Jesus was brought into heaven.
他怎样往天上去
？How he come?
他还要怎样来啊
？He will come how he as the same way come back again.
我们今天等候什么
？What we are waiting for now?
不是已在等候圣灵了
？It's not Holy Spirit now.
今天等候最后这一句话，耶稣还要怎样再来
？Jesus will come back.、Again.
耶稣必定会再临。
Jesus will come back again.
这是末世的信徒所应该有的盼望。
This is the hope of the church members.
所以我们今天等候耶稣再临。
So we are not are all waiting for Jesus.
但是这个等候要很警醒。
But we should stay alert for.
什么时候耶稣来不知道。
Because we do not know what time Jesus will come.
你有圣灵了吗
？Do you have Holy Spirit?
你品德完全了吗
？Do you what is how is
耶稣交代给我们的工作做完了吗
？Have you complete all the job assigned to you?
我们不晓得耶稣什么时候再来。
We do not know the time.
我们应该用警醒态度来等候。
We should stay alert to wait.
今天已经找到真教会。
We find the true Jesus Church now.
我们应该在真教会里面等候主耶稣。
We wait inside the true church.
这个盼望绝对不会落空。
This hope will not fail.
我想就用这些道理跟大家分享。
And I might share this.
我们在唱诗六十七首。